It's time now to bring in one of the foremost authorities on college football from Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Stuart Mandel joins us. And Stuart, we thank you very much for your time. Initially, your reaction to Chip Kelly moving from the college ranks to the NFL?
I think it's something that most of us that cover college football and cover Chip have figured was inevitable from the time he almost took the Tampa Bay job last year. It was actually more surprising to me when it appeared at first, obviously, this situation that he was coming back to Oregon. So, and then he surprised us again, obviously, yesterday. But that was the inevitable conclusion. I think he has had a fantastic run at Oregon, but he's basically done about as much as he could do there. And, you know, I think that the he'll find out in his own words soon, but I'm sure that the fact that he was so coveted by NFL teams, the fact that the challenge of seeing if he can make the system work at the highest level just really appealed to him.
Your opinion, Stuart, of Chip Kelly, what he did at Oregon and what he brings to the table for the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know, what he did at Oregon is truly remarkable in a four-year span. You know, Oregon now, mostly because of him, is considered a national power, but it's not Ohio State or Michigan. It's not one of the traditional powerhouses of the sport. And in a four-year span, they win the Pac-12 three times. They 45-7, I believe, is the record. You know, BCS Bowl every year. That's rare air for a program like Oregon. And, you know, he's obviously associated closely with his offense, and rightfully so, but there's obviously more going on than just that. To have that kind of sustained success through player turnover, losing quarterbacks, plugging in the next guy, seemingly getting even better. Just one of the most impressive college coaching jobs we've seen.
What makes it work for him just from a people person standpoint and just from the organizing a football program standpoint?
Well, it's interesting because he doesn't, you know, there's all kinds of different coaches that succeed at the college level, and he's not what I would consider to be a, you know, like an Urban Meyer who the players just, you know, gravitate toward, nor is he a Nick Saban who's, you know, I've had kind of at this point goes by, I've produced this many championships, I've sent this many guys to the NFL, and people just want to play for him. You know, he has a system, and he's able to get every guy on the roster to buy into it. You know, the whole win the day mantra may seem a little cheesy, but when you talk to their players, they all seem to go by that. I think that from an organizational standpoint, you know, having been to teams' practices around the country, Oregon's was truly unique. I mean, the speed they run there at in the games is nothing compared to the speed at which practice runs. You know, the first team has barely ended the play before the second team is snapping and starting the next one. And because of that, you know, I really think that a lot of Oregon's success is the fact that because of the speed they operate at, their players in a course for practice get 2 to 3 times as many reps as a normal college team. And it's a different way of doing things. I've talked to some of their assistants who, you know, their defense coordinator, Nick Aliotti, had to really get used to the fact that there's no time in practice to actually teach anything. You just do the practice, and then afterward you watch the film and you break it down with the players that way. So unique way of doing things that obviously worked.
Stuart, last question. What do you think is going to happen here? What kind of success will Chip Kelly have in the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles?
It's the million-dollar question. I'm inclined to think he succeeds, but obviously it depends on a lot of factors, getting the right players in place. I think quarterback will be crucial for him in his offense. And I think for him personally, while I'm sure you're going to see this, I believe, and this will be so fascinating, this will be the first coach who will, you know, truly employ a college-type spread offense, you know, more frequently than, say, teams that do it, you know, in the NFL kind of periodically now. But I think the key will be how much does he adapt to what he does now in the NFL. I think he's smart enough to know you can't just take exactly what he did at Oregon and play and run it in the NFL. He'll have to adapt, and I'm very interested to see what tweaks he makes, how much does he truly closely stick to the way he did things there versus coming in and learning more of an NFL offense, which, quite frankly, he has no prior experience in. But I'm sure he knows that to be able to succeed, he can't be a one-trick pony in the NFL.
Well, we all have those questions. Stuart, we thank you so much for your time. Great work, and keep up the good work at Sports Illustrated, SI.com. We thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.